Time for speed jokes. We do this every weekday at 10:38. It's sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for the joke, Russ Thompson of Midlothian and Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana, and Greg in Naperville. We got jokes from all across the country today. Tom Peterson sent us a joke from Shelton, Washington. Mike sent a joke from Minnesota. Susan Kersling in Milwaukee sent us a joke. Julie, listening in South Carolina, gave us a joke from her granddaughter, who listens in Peachtree Corners, Georgia. Who doesn't want to live in Peachtree Corners, Georgia? Doesn't that sound great? Here's one. It says, yep, this is Kim from Marengo again, trying my hardest to win that Speed Jokes beer stein, or even the coffee cup everyone talks about. Davis in Villa Park, thank you. Mike in Edgebrook. Leanne Lenz in Arlington Heights. And Jeff Jaster, also of Arlington Heights, sent us a joke. He writes, I'm writing from the new home of the Bears and the home of Village Cycle Sports on Rand Road. And Larry in Florida and Jerry Cohn in Homewood. Thank you all. Why do watermelons have big weddings? Because they cantaloupe. If the early bird gets the worm, I'm going to sleep in until there are pancakes. You know why diet is called diet? It's because all the other four-letter words were taken. Hey, is this a trick question? I was on one of those diabetes awareness websites, and it asked me if I accept cookies. Well, if I didn't, I wouldn't be on this silly website now, would I? Hey, are there a lot of first-person singular objective pronouns out there, or is it just me? Hey, Andy, my cloning experiments have finally paid off.
You must be excited.
I'm beside myself. Hey, what barks can balance a ball on its nose and lives in Washington? What barks can balance a ball on its nose and lives in Washington? Why, that's the presidential seal. Speaking of which, George Washington not only chopped down his father's cherry tree, he also admitted it. You know why his father didn't punish him? Because he was still holding the axe.
Hey, John, I'll make us some eggs. What's your preference, scrambled or fried?
Yeah, whatever you like, Andy. I'm agnostic. Horse walks into a bar and orders a lager. The bartender says, you're in here pretty often. You think you might be an alcoholic? And the horse replies, I don't think that I am, and then vanishes from existence. Okay, that's a joke about Descartes' famous philosophy of I think, therefore I am. But to explain that part before the rest of the joke would have been putting Descartes before the horse.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a coffee shop customer, and John Williams will star as barista.
I'll put your name on this cup, fella. What's your name, please?
Well, some people call me the space cowboy, and some call me the gangster of love, and some people call me...
Yeah, I'll just put Steve.